Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches. We're learning Simcha Beis. The Chayyadim is clarifying the halachas of Asay Dacholos Asay, and he mentioned that the requirement of Be'idna, that it means that the Asay's power to override a Los Asay is only if the fulfillment of the Asay and the transgression of the Los Asay are simultaneous. So then one is allowed to transgress the law in order to fulfill the Asay. But if one would first transgress the law and only subsequently fulfill the assay, so the time of the transgression, there's no kiyum assay. The assay does not have the power to allow you to do a law because you may fulfill an assay or you will fulfill an assay later on. Now, the Chayyadim is now putting a limit on that, a qualification on that. And he says, I will assay the rabbim, shechad mertzi rabbim, lo be'idnan, bo'inan be'idnan. In the case where we're doing something which is a say for the rabbim, the person can transgress the law first and then do the only fulfill the essay afterwards, and that's still allowed because it's the tzarech of a rabbim. The source for this is the Magen Avraham, Siman Tov Mem Vav, where he quotes the Shiboli Halekit. The Shiboli Halekit says the case over there was discussion was clearing out a pile of rubble in a way which would be an yom tov, which would be a lois asay. Sometimes it's not in a way which is a malacha, but in a case where there would be malacha involved, an yom tov malacha is a lois asay. In order to get a shofar to blow the shofar, so the Gemara says that it's not, you can't do that because yom tov is an asay and a lois asay, and an asay is not a lois asay v'asay. So the Shmuel Lekin says, well, I have a different problem that. Forget about it being Los Asay V'Asay, it's not Be'idna. As you're transgressing the Veira of digging the Shofar out, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Shofar until you actually blow it, which will be only afterwards. So it's not Be'idna, it's not simultaneous. So as you see that since the purpose of the Shofar is to fulfill the needs of its Tzibur, it's for Asay the Rabbim, so therefore the Asay would be the Los Asay, even though it's not Be'idna. But it can't because it's an Asay and a Los Asay. So that's, you see where this this concept, that's where it comes from. It's not clear in the Gemara there's any such source. Now, there are many other points which are relevant to discuss in regards to the concept of Seder Dagalos HaSei, since that'd be nice for a shir of Lumdus, discussing the Bekaris of Lumdus, but practically, we are not passing these type of shilas in the normal context. So we're going to leave that for a different opportunity. The Chayyadim in Siman Chaf Gimel deals with two very, very important mitzvahs in the Torah. The Torah gave a mitzvah called Bal Tosef. The Torah gave a mitzvah called Bal Tigra. The Torah commands us in a language of Alois HaSei that one may not add on to a mitzvah. Sort of alter the mitzvah, add on to it in a way which is my personal addition, and in some way alter the mitzvah. Now we have to clarify what it means to alter the mitzvah. What does it mean to add on to the mitzvah? I'm just doing the mitzvah plus a little bit extra. Why is that problematic? So I decided that I want to take, besides taking a lulav and an esrog and hadas and a rava, I'm going to stick another min. I think cinnamon smells beautiful, and it would be such a wonderful idea. And I stick a stick of cinnamon into my lulav holder together with the hadasim and the rabbis. So I'm adding on another min into the mitzvah. I'm changing the mitzvah by adding on this other thing. So I'm altering the mitzvah. So the Russian says, you can't do that. I told you what to do is do it specifically as I said it. And that's what I want you to do. I do not want you to alter the mitzvah by adding on to it. Similarly, you cannot alter the mitzvah by subtracting from it. In a relationship between, let's say, a husband and a wife, the wife likes a certain type of present, and she likes a certain type of item. So the husband changes the item. It's not what she wants. She says, but I love you so much, I wanted to add on some more. She says, but I don't like that addition. I like it the way I told you to do it. So the best expression of the relationship, the commitment to the relationship, is following directions. Instead of coming up with your own way to do something. So the Torah takes that and makes that into a lois hasei in the Torah, a bal tosef, and Allah says say about Tikra, and we'll clarify the Pratim as Hashem in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.